Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morning, Suri. How are you today?
Morning, Rachel. Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well in the studio here, enjoying the shaft of sunlight coming over the top of the wall outside.
Oh, it's so nice.
I'm excited to hear about the books you have brought us today. What are we talking about?
So today I thought I'd take a little break from non-fiction. And I'll be reviewing a debut novel by Tage Jin called Keeping the House. It's set in the 90s to 2010 South London, and it's such a vivid, evocative book. It's super, super compelling. And Tage Jin she's a multidisciplinary artist, so this is her first novel, but she's also a poet, she's a digital artist, a writer, a DJ, a producer, and she wears a million different hats. And one thing that I thought was quite cool is she's also put out like a soundtrack that goes along with the book, and I had it on in the background while I was reading it. Yeah, it was really cool. There's like a lot of house and reggae and Turkish music and grime in there, and I think it sets the tone really nicely for the book. You sort of are constantly present in the like life and hustle of South London in the book. It's a multi-generational story. It looks at the lives of three Cypriot Turkish immigrant women, Makbule, the grandmother, Ayla, the mother, and Damla, her daughter.
It sounds like an amazing premise. I mean, not to interrupt you there, but it sounds like an amazing premise, especially having that music to go with it. What a interesting, I mean, it could be gimmicky, but it sounds like it just works really nicely for the way she's writing.
I think it works really, really nicely. I think all of it is really good and sets such an atmospheric tone and complements the book really well. But I think especially imbuing some of the Turkish music in there that I've never heard before. It was really, really cool. And I think it has been done before by Kay Tempest in Bricks That Built the House, which was like another South London novel. So I don't know if it's like a London thing.
tell us a little bit more about the plot of this novel.
So it kind of starts when Ayla, the mother, she's this extremely glamorous hairdresser, and when her partner goes to prison, she's forced to sell his remaining heroin stash. And she has this like incredibly entrepreneurial sort of survival instinct, and she starts smuggling the heroin in Turkish cabbage leaves. she's like really clever. I don't know, I think that Isla's like a really, really lovable character in the book. Even though she's like quite complex, you feel so like hopeful for her.
Yeah, yeah.
Really hope this like smuggling pans out for her. And alongside that, we get Damla's story. So hers is more of like a coming of age story, particularly at the beginning. It focuses a lot on this kind of friendship and her exploration of queerness with this really enigmatic and dangerous young Turkish woman named Camille, who's loved by all the boys. They're sort of testing their boundaries together, but also she's sort of starting to unpack like the trauma of her mother, starting to understand what's really going on. And further into the book, you sort of see the ways in which she like metaphorically and quite literally inherits like the histories of her parents. I think like ultimately, like even though it's got this real fascinating and like plot-driven element to it, it is also like a family saga, and she does do such a good job at like painting these really full and rich inner lives of each of these women. And also like, I think I love when a writer gives you like really great details about like outside or peripheral characters in the book, and she does that quite a lot in here as well. So it's, yeah, you just get such good portraits of life in South London, and particularly like immigrant like communities in South London.
It sounds fantastic. It sounds like a very vivid debut.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And I think if anyone's sort of like in a bit of a reading funk, you want to read something like delicious but also with enough of a plot to keep you engaged the whole way through, I highly recommend this.
Fantastic. Is it on the shelves now?
Yep, it's on the shelves now. You can get it from any good bookstore. I think it's about 35.
Fantastic. Remind us of the name and the author again, Suri.
Tage Jin, and that's Keeping the House.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. That sounds like a brilliant book. I definitely need something like that in my life. I've reached the bottom of my novels and all I've got is nonfiction, which I love, but sometimes you need to be able to break it up. So I think this might be one for me. Cheers for that.
Thanks, Rachel.
Talk to you in a fortnight.
Talk to you in a fortnight. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.